We're still talking about walking in the favor of God. Amen. How many of you want to walk in the favor of God? Let me see if you want. Amen. Amen. We've been talking about favor in your finances. How many need favor in your finances? Amen. I need favor. You need favor. And so we're going to continue on talking about favor in your finances. Amen. I want you to open your Bibles to the book. We're going to pick off right where we left off the last time we were here. Last week I took a little, and it was necessary. Amen. Last time I give it to God. Amen. Give it to God. Amen. And I want to tell you this morning that there's a principle found in God's word. No, that's fine. You can leave it. There's a principle found in God's word that I want you to look at with me this morning. And we stopped off in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning, I want to read verse 8. And that's where we stopped off the last time. So let's get there. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And we've already dealt with verse 6. We've already dealt with verse 7. Today we'll deal with verse 8. I'll begin reading from verse 6 if you'd stand for the reading of God's word. Paul is writing to the Corinthian church. And as I told you before, he's encouraging them to make good on their promise. And sometimes we make pledges. Sometimes we make promises. And sometimes we look back on those pledges and those promises and we say, man, I don't know if I can complete my promise. I don't know if I can finish. I don't know if I can follow through. But Paul here is encouraging this church, this Corinthian church. He's encouraging them to let them know that when you give, you got to remember this, that you can't outgive God. You got to remember that when you give, God is the supplier. God's the supplier. Everything that you and I possess in our lives came from God. The job that you went through this week, the paycheck that you cashed or got direct deposited, the supplier ultimately is God. Paul is saying, when you release what you have, don't you worry about if you're going to have enough to make it next week. Because God is the supply. Paul says in verse 6, he says, now this I say, he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Let each one do just as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, a hilarious giver. And verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, that having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I want to be a channel of blessing for God. That's what I want to talk about this morning. How to be a channel of blessing for God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you so much for your grace. Lord, I know, God, that I've fallen short. I know I don't live up to everything I'm supposed to. But yet, Lord, you've chosen me to lead your people, to preach your word. And for that, I'm grateful. Would you forgive me of my sins this morning? would you cleanse me of all unrighteousness? And God, would you use me as a weapon in your hands? Would you preach through me this morning? Would you bless the hearts and the minds of your people now? Touch hearts that are hardened this morning. Touch hearts that are straying this morning. And God, transform us by the preaching of your word. Then, Lord, touch the hearts of your people that they may receive your word with joy, with gladness, with excitement this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. How to become a channel of blessings for God. I want the favor of God in our finances. Many of us here, thank you, ushers. Many of us here today are looking to make our money work. Am I right about it? For some of us, we've tried the stock market. We've tried the lottery. We've tried the scratch-offs. We've tried investment properties. We've went on business ventures. We've even got to the point where multi-level marketing becomes an option for us, because multi-level marketing is a billion-dollar business, but yet the only people getting rich are the people at the top. Do I have anybody? We all have tried mutual funds, but with hopes that we will get increase. We've all placed trust in these, what they call vehicles, to take our finances and multiply it so that we can live a better life. Well, I want to tell you this morning that God wants you to prosper. I've been trying to get this out. I've been getting this out since Thursday night. God wants you. Turn to your neighbor and say, God wants me to prosper. Listen, turn to your other neighbor, because maybe your neighbor didn't get it. Get behind you, inside of you, front of you. Tell your neighbor, God wants you to prosper. Let me ask you, what if I were to show you that there's a principle from God's word to move you from living from paycheck to paycheck? What if I would show you how to get ahead and stay ahead in life? What if I would show you how to overcome the fear of giving? Would you do it? How many of you here this morning, you want to get ahead financially? Praise the Lord. I'm glad it got your attention. There's a principle. There's several principles, but this principle that I see today in God's word helps me to understand that God wants me to live a blessed life. God wants me to have money. He wants me to enjoy what I have. He wants me to go on vacations. He wants me to be able to go wherever I want to go, buy whatever I want to buy. Amen. Live comfortably. And I can show you how to do that. Told you last week, the week before I preached this message, I told you, if you want supernatural favor, the first thing you got to do is what? Plan your giving. The second thing you got to do is prepare your heart for giving. The third thing you have to do is give with a proper attitude. Now, these are the things you and I must start doing in order to start living. And in order to start living and becoming a channel of blessings. Listen, God wants you blessed because he wants you to be a blessing. I'm saying one more time. God does not want you to have so that you can hold on to it for yourself. Told you that, but it begins with the right attitude about giving. Then I told you that you shouldn't feel pressured to give. Not grudgingly or under compulsion. That's what that word compulsion means. That you should not feel like, you know what, I got to do this. No, 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 no. This is a principle that, watch this, that America knows. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, he understood the principle. You know what he did? He's not even a Christian. He gave $25 million to Ebola research. Ebola research. Now watch this. Watch this now. Somebody in turn made a bigger investment, a $42 million investment into his philanthropy because he understood that when you get, you can't keep it. He had $25 million to give away to find a disease. I could have helped him with that research. It's a result of sin that we have disease. Do I have anybody? And here's the thing. If we stop living in sin, then watch this. And if we were to take care of our bodies and be good stewards over our environment and do all the good, right things, then we would have a solution. But because of sin, I wish I had somebody. But here's a man who don't even know the Lord. But yet he takes 25 million. Listen, I'm going to say it one more time. 25 million. Gives it away. Let me ask you a question. What's the most you ever gave away? What's the most you've ever done to get a big return? And what Paul is telling the Corinthian church is that, listen, God wants you to be blessed. Now, I want to say this to you this morning. That was just a sidebar, but I told you, you can't feel pressured to give. The next thing is, you should make giving a priority. And then lastly, you give, watch this, to please God. Now, this morning, you've all decided what you're going to give. But God is saying something to you this morning that he wants you to be a channel. But you can't hold on to everything that you have. Watch what he says. Watch what he says. Watch what he says. Remember that if this worked for you, you gotta be good with the what? With the non-negotiables. You got to be good with the non-negotiables. You got to be settled with that. That watch this. That the tithe belongs to God. That God is holy. That it's holy. Amen. And that you are what? A steward. So how? The question is, how do I become a channel? You know, Zuckerberg is a channel. How many of you, now I'm going to ask this question. How many want to be a millionaire? I do. Now, those of you who are listening to the CD, maybe I'm gone or whatever the case may be, don't get it twisted. I don't want to be a millionaire so I can show off what I got. I want to build churches. I want to build schools. I want to go in cities where people are hurting, and I want to go in those cities and I want to supply food and supply resources. I want to be a millionaire for the right reasons. Now watch this. God wants you to prosper. Watch the text. Watch it. Hey, let me show you the principle. Look what he says. He says, and God, watch the text. And God, verse 8, is able. Now this word able means powerful. It means today that God has the ability. God isn't lacking anything. God is rich, and he wants you to be rich. God is rich, and he wants you to be rich. I'm saying one more time. God is rich, and he wants you to be rich. God has the power to start changing your life today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not when you start acting right, today. So the first thing is, if we're going to become a channel, there's some things you got to believe. First thing you got to believe is that God has the power. Turn to your neighbor and say, he has the power. He has the power. I'm feeling this. He has the power. Listen, he can take you right now. Hallelujah. And he can turn your situation around today because he has the power. But here's what you got to do. You and I got to believe that. And what I found out, saints, is sometimes we just believe that we're going to be poor. We just believe that things are not going to work out. We believe that if I get it right, then God's going to bless me. You got to believe today that the God of the universe, he's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's, watch this, he's intimately acquainted with you and he knows you. But here's what he knows. He knows why you're stuck on just enough. He knows why. He says, because every time I bless you, you open your hands. Every time I bless you, you never support the kingdom. Whenever I bless you, you keep back, you hold back, you just keep doing enough. It's time for you to start living in the overflow. Why? Because God has the power to bless you. God has the power. He's not bound by time nor space. He lives in eternity. He lives down the corridor of time. And can I say this to you today? Today, your life can change today. Listen, you don't have to bring the offering up here. Start right here. Lord, I want to give $1,000 next week. And I watch, Lord, I want to give $1,000 next week. And watch, you don't get $2,000 in the mailbox. See, our God is not limited. He has the power. He has the power to bless you. So here's the thing. Don't start with $1,000 because that's where your faith may be. Your faith may not be at $1,000. Start with something you can work with. Oh, my. Listen, can I say this to you? It can happen today. He says God is able. Now let me say this. Indicative mood. Here's the reason why I know God could do it today. The indicative mood is a fact. It's not fiction, it's a fact. It's that today God has the power to bless you. Watch this. It's an active voice which suggests that the subject God is producing the action so you don't have to do anything. See, what the Corinthian church mindset was, man, we it's big, and watch this, if we give this, then we're not going to have anything. But Paul says, get it right. God is powerful. He's able. Watch what he says. Watch what he says. Sometimes all of this is hard to believe, but here are a few things that we need. Watch this. Watch what he says. Watch what he says. He says, God is able to make all grace abound to who? To who? To you. Listen, I want to say this to you. You've been given, but it's time to change your attitude about giving. Today. It has to start today. He says, because God has the power, he's able to make that word grace. You know what that word grace is? Favor. Watch this. The word abound. Do you know what the word abound means? I'll tell you what it means. The word abound means abundance.
I'm saying, watch this. The word abound means to live in prosperity. The word abound means overflowing with surplus. The word abound means to cause to be. Watch this. To have more than enough. It means superabundance. Now, I'm reading this, and I'm saying, man, am I going prosperity or what? But as I read this passage, as I read it, as I did the work, amen, as I studied the background of this passage, do you know what the subject of this passage is all about? Do you know what the subject of this passage is all about? Material gain. So here's the next thing you got to believe. If you're going to be a channel. Whoa. Boy, hit it one more time. Oh, all right, let me give it to you then. The devil is a lie. Watch this. The second thing is you have to believe that God wants you to live in prosperity. Listen, it's time out vision for us to start thinking this poor mentality. From now on today, starting today, we are going to become channels. God, I have to believe that God wants me to abound with grace, to abound with his blessings, to have an abundance, to be in without lacking. He says God's grace to make all grace abound, to have enough, to live in prosperity. The verse is saying God wants me to live in the overflow of his favor. And somebody here this morning, I want to tell you something. It's time out from paycheck to paycheck. No more, no more. Listen, you should be tired of living like that. Listen, you have to be rich towards God. Give God what he deserves, but give so that you can get. But remember God's plan for you. This is a principle. He wants me to live in prosperity. You know, prosperity preachers have abused this so much. That evangelicals, biblically sound preachers, have a hard time talking about this. But listen, I said, man, I'm going to talk about it because the text lends to it. It says material blessings. There's nothing wrong with you more. There's nothing wrong with you. God, I want to be prosperous. Amen. Now watch what he says. He says, God is able. He has the power to make all grace abound to you. He's able to make all grace abound to you. Watch this. Now, I want to give you this. It's in the aorist tense. Now, here's what's so interesting about the aorist tense. It's simple action, past completed action. Past completed action with continuous results without an expiration date. So that literally means that when God says, I want you to be prosperous and he wants you to live in prosperity, in abundance, it means that he's not going to just start it there and stop on you. He's going to continue to prosper you. What he gives you, you'll be able to keep it. I wish I had. You know what it is? You know what it is this morning? We have to step on faith. Listen. I want to say to somebody here today, you just got to try. Listen, stop playing it safe and do it by faith. Do I have anybody? Watch the next thing he says. He says, so that always having. You see that? He says, God is able to make all grace abound to you so that you will what? Always what? Having. So the next thing you got to believe, you got to believe that God doesn't want you lacking. God doesn't want you lacking. Not today. Not today. He no longer wants you lacking, saints. He says so that you will always have. God wants you to have at all times for every need that you have in your life. He says, I will give it to you. You got to believe that. Listen, you shouldn't be lacking anything. And somebody here this morning, you're lacking. And God says, that's not how I set it up for you. But remember now. If you didn't give with a good attitude, if you're not doing the non-negotiables, and if you're not serving him, then no wonder why you're lacking. But he says God's grace will superabound in your life so that you will never lack another day in your life.
Listen, you know what? I looked at my life yesterday. I'm not lacking anything. Amen. I may have a few things that I want, but I know God has supplied all of our needs. Listen, according to his riches. Do you know how rich he is? He owns a cattle in 1,000 hills. And somebody here this morning, it's time for you to stop living like you don't. Oh my gosh. Because you do serve him. And he has a blessing for you. Listen, he wants you to have. He says always having. That word always having means to be better. He wants you to be better. Watch this. It means to have and to hold. Watch this. And never lose what he has given you. Do I have anybody? Look what he says. He says, and have always having, watch this, in all sufficiency, in what? In everything. Watch this. Always having in all sufficiency, in a good sense, this word means always having the necessities of life. So the next thing you got to believe, you got to believe that God wants you to live comfortably. They want to write that down. God wants you living in abundance. You got to believe that. God wants you to live in prosperity. But also God doesn't want you lacking. But God wants you to live comfortably. Turn to your neighbor and say, he wants me to live comfortably. He wants me to live comfortably. Listen, God doesn't want you to become complacent or comfortable. He wants you to live comfortably. Amen. Amen. Comfortably. Amen. He wants you to live in such a way where life, listen, life is just, I can live this life. And when suffering comes and for your testing, watch this, you're not going to lean on your material wealth because you're going to understand that it was God that gave it anyways. But you're going to realize that with the testing, it means that God is getting ready to move to another level. And I understand that I can't throw money at my mess, but money is a supply. God supplies you with money so that you can be a channel. Amen. Watch the text. Watch the text. He says, watch this. Let me say this to somebody. Your sowing, your sacrifice, and your service is not in vain. Remember that. It all will pay off. But he wants you to live comfortably. But watch what he says. So that you may have what? An abundance. Now, you can tell what that word abundance is, right? More than enough. Is this text telling you something? That God wants me not to only live comfortably, but the next thing we got to believe is that God wants us to live in abundance. God wants us to live in abundance. What does abundance mean? Hoarding? No. God wants you to have more so that you can just release it back out. That's what a channel is. And see, when you're living comfortably, think about this for a moment. When you have all that you need, you're not gonna hold on to it. You know why? Because you understand the principle of what? Sowing and reaping. Do I have anybody? He wants you to have quality things. He doesn't want you to buy the imitation. He doesn't want you to have the imitation Louis Vuitton. I wish I had somebody. He doesn't want you to have the imitation Gucci. He wants you to have the real thing. Amen. Somebody said, well, I'm finna go high. Now watch out now. Don't spend the rent money. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. But here's the question. Here's the thing now. God wants you to have an abundance. But watch this. Watch the text. Watch the text. He says, you may have. You see what it says? You may have an abundance. That word abundance not only means quantity, it means quality. God wants you and I to prosper. We got to believe this thing. I want to be a channel, Lord.
Look what he says lastly. He says, so that I may have an abundance. So let me say this. God wants you to live in prosperity. God wants you to live comfortably. God wants you to live in abundance. But lastly, he says, so that you may have an abundance for what? For every what? Good what? Good deed. See, the prosperity is not so that you can sit back and say, look what I have done. The prosperity that God wants to give you is so that you can be a blessing to others. That's why God wants to bless you. That's why God wants you to be a channel. The last point is, God gives you more so that you can, watch this, give more. That's the last thing you got to do in order to be a channel. That God gives you more so that you can give more. If you want favor in your finances, supernatural increase, you must want for the right reasons. I'm going somewhere. Somebody here this morning, I want to tell you this. You have to want to be a millionaire for the right reasons, so that you can scatter God's blessings all over the place. So that you can give to the poor. So your righteous deeds, your goodness, kindness endure forever. Watch this. You are a channel which God sends his blessings to the world. Do I have anybody? To keep back more than one than you need is stealing. And guess what? It's stealing from God. Because God is the one, hello somebody, that causes you to prosper. The question is, as I close, can God trust you with abundance? Will you do the right thing? You see, after the global economic crisis began in mid-2008, there followed a tragic string of suicides. A formerly wealthy and well-connected individuals. For instance, the acting chief financial officer, Freddie Mac, of the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, hung himself in his basement. The chief executive of Sheldon Good, a leading U.S. real estate auction firm, shot himself in the head behind the wheel of his red Jaguar. See, this is what money can do to you. The French money manager who invested the wealth of many of Europe's royal and leading families, who lost $1.4 billion of his clients' money to Madoff's Ponzi scheme, slit his wrists in his Madison Square apartment. You see, greed was the factor. God doesn't want to bless you, saints. You can end up like that. God wants to bless you today so that you can be a channel to promote his kingdom. Books still need to be written. Bibles still need to be distributed. Listen, lives still need to be touched with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to say this to you today. God wants you to prosper. Today can be your day that you stop being broke. I'm talking about for real broke. I'm talking about from living from paycheck to paycheck. But you got to make up in your mind why you want to be rich. People are in search and in the pursuit of happiness for the wrong reasons. God wants you to be his channel. If you want to be rich, and if you want so that you can be a channel, would you come today? I want to pray for you this morning. Come on, let's pray together. If you want God to start blessing you. You're saying, Pastor, let me tell you something. Listen, when you have favor, you don't need money. One phone call, one connection, and God will change your life. Because you want to be a blessing to his kingdom for every good deed. For when you see a need, when you see, you can buy him not just a meal, but you can buy him groceries for the whole month. And you're not gonna miss this stuff. God's gonna bless you in such a way that not only will you have, but you will continue to have, because he's gonna continue to supply, and he's gonna continue to supply, and you keep on supplying you. Come on today. I gave you the keys. I asked you a question at the beginning. If I can show you how to get ahead from living from paycheck to paycheck. Listen, I don't want to live that way anymore. And you want God. Listen, if you believe it, the key thing, and I'm sorry this thing messed up, but the key thing to this message is you have to believe. I'm not selling you something that can't be attainable. I'm talking about God. He's what? Able. And so if you're here today and you want to come, maybe you have not been given. Remember, it starts with the non-negotiables. I'm talking about faithfully giving to the kingdom work, to sanctify your finances. And you want to come today. Maybe you have time, not just your resources, your talents, your treasures. You haven't given it totally to God. And you want to come today and you want to say, Pastor, I want to surrender everything. I want to surrender to God today. Would you come today? If you want to surrender everything, I'm talking about everything. Start. And then God is going to start giving you opportunities. He's going to start putting things in your path. He's going to start putting people. He's going to start opening opportunities. Doors are going to be start working. Listen, you can be in that secular world bringing that money into the kingdom. Watch this. One opportunity can change your life. But here's the thing. When you get it, listen, I've been praying for y'all to prosper. But this is the message the Lord told me. This is the one. This is the one that's going to move you from mediocrity, amen, to mission. God has a mission for your life. You know, prosperity preachers tell you that God wants you to prosper. For what? For me. But God wants you to prosper for you and him. He wants you to be a supplier. Would you come? Would you come today? And I pray for you this morning. Maybe you need to surrender your life totally back to the Lord. Maybe you've been away from the Lord and you want to come today and be restored back to the Lord today. Would you come today? Because that's where it begins. That's where it begins. Would you come today? Would you come today? I want to pray for you. And if you're here today.